feathers.
Here, here, Periwinkle.
Well, I mean it, Mr. Ford and Company. Bat feathers.
Now, what's this all about? What's wrong?
No, that there book I got at the library to find the last name for myself.
Yeah?
It's dumb.
Well, I tried to tell you yesterday you could not get a last name from that book.
No, I got some, but they ain't any good.
Well, what kind of names did you get? What do you mean? What are they?
Well, Periwinkle Harry, Periwinkle Robert, Periwinkle Maximilian. And they just don't sound right.
Well, Periwinkle, the title of that book is Choosing a Name for Your Baby, and it means choosing a first name. There are no last names in that book.
Well, what am I going to do, Mr. Gordon Company?
Well, you just have to get a last name somewhere else, that's
Can't
all.
Can't you help me?
Well, you want a last name?
Yes.
Is that it? Well, let me see. It has to be, of course, it has to be a typical American name.
Yeah, because I am.
Yeah, it should be easy to pronounce.
Yes, sir.
Easy to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, how about a name like, Du bist Hausen geflogen.
Du bist
Hausen geflogen.
Periwinkle, du bist Hausen geflogen.
Yeah, that's right. How's that?
Well, that ain't bad, Mr. Gordon Company.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I sort of like that there.
Well, yes, it's a characteristic name. It's different there.
Would you write that there down for me?
Now, Periwinkle, you know that wouldn't work.
Oh, yeah.
You can't read.
Well, would you say it again?
Du bist Hausen geflogen.
Periwinkle, do best Hausen geflogen.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go try that on the fellas.
Okay.
Periwinkle, do best Hausen geflogen.
That ain't a bad name at all.
You know. That's a funny name, too.
Well, you're a funny guy, you know.
Do best Hausen.